isn't gossip, no, he doesn't talk trash. A treasure trove of pop culture gold. Well, I'm sold. Now behold.
Hello, my little peanuts. It's me, your host, Lance Bass, and this is the Lance Bass Show with a reality roundup special. All right, guys, I have not been able to say that in a very long time. We have not had this podcast going. I apologize, but we have been inspired to bring it back to you because it is so special that Celebrity Big Brother is starting and Mr. Chris Kirkpatrick is on this season. So I had to bring the show back so that we could recap all of the fun happening in the house. And of course, I have to have my reality roundup cohorts. We got Giggles Del Campo.
Hi.
And we have Turkey Durgin.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, wow. You're very subdued today.
You should have said
I should have. You know, I was trying to think of something like witty to say, and I'm so exhausted that nothing came out. So there was a slight pause, and I just said hello.
Why would you be exhausted?
Because I'm a single mother with two twins. There's an absentee father in
there. My ass. And we apologize if you hear Elmo in the background because you know what? We got twins now, which is something new we haven't talked about.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Y'all, we got some babies up in the house
real
now.
Real cute ones.
And I have to say, I'll just announce it right now, but since we were inspired to do the Celebrity Big Brother special, after this special is over next month, we are going to continue the podcast, but it is changing into a parent podcast, of course, which is going to be fun because we're going to – basically, it's for anyone wanting to know what it's like to raise a kid from newborn to whatever. Even if you have kids or not, it could be interesting to you. It's interesting to us. So we're going to – basically, every episode will represent the week of growth in our kids' lives. So you can see the milestones we hit. So you can – if you have kids that age, you can kind of start the podcast whenever your kid is that age and discover, oh, maybe they're – this is happening to my kid this week, or what do we expect for next month? But we have learned so much and we're getting educated about being parents that we feel like we need to pass it forward to all of y'all out there because, man, we didn't know anything. And it is great to have kids these days because of all it, they just make it easier now with the Brezza thing where it makes your bottles, it sterilizes for you. This new, it's all these amazing new electronic baby stuff.
Yeah, that new inventions.
It's incredible. So, after this podcast special is over, we're going to start that. And you want to know the name of it?
I think it should be a surprise.
Okay, I'm going to surprise it. Okay, it's a really good title. Okay, I love my puns.
Yes.
So it's a really good title. We're going to announce that the final episode of the Celebrity Big Brother special. Now, guys, you're going to get lots of episodes because I think Big Brother airs four times a week.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's not three times a week anymore. It's like four for Celebrity because they condense 3 months into 1 month.
Yeah.
All right. I was super surprised that Mr. Kirkpatrick is on the show.
Is he a fan?
He is a fan because of me.
Okay.
That's what's so great about it. He never watched Big Brother until I told him to watch Big Brother, and now he's a super fan. It's really the only thing we have in common is Big Brother.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah. It's great friendship building.
How do you think he's going to do?
It's so interesting because when you go into the Big Brother house, it is you don't know what's going to happen. You go in with a plan, right? Yes. Everyone's going to have this plan, but your plans change every minute in there. So you can't really have a solid plan because everything's going to change. And I hope Chris understands that. Mm-hmm. I think he does. He's seen enough seasons to know that you have to adapt. And that's the name of the game. You have to adapt as you go.
I wonder if when he knew that he was going to be on, if there was time from when he found out to go into the house, like if he could watch.
They do.
Yeah,
because I was watching the interviews with the contestants. They do like these little pre-interviews, and they said, which seasons have you watched? And every single one of them, especially the ones that haven't really seen Big Brother, said, over the last 3 days, we have caught up with season after season. So yeah, they binge watch days before because they're, they're in quarantine now.
Well, they were. I know a little something about that.
Yeah, you do. Oh yeah, you're a reality superstar yourself.
Okay.
So again, we're excited. So this episode obviously has not aired, the first episode hadn't aired. So we wanted to do a kind of like a preview of what is about to happen in the house, tell you all the different celebrities that are going in and who we're going to have our top three picks.
Okay.
All right. And I think Christina Gann is going to be doing this, the Big Brother.
What's it, the pool, the fantasy.
Fantasy league. Fantasy league. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think she's going to bring that back. So
I told her, I sent her an email and I said,
kind of yeah. Well, if she does, all the listeners can join us this year, and really, because it is fun when you play the fantasy league of Big Brother. Mm-hmm. It just makes it way more enjoyable.
It does.
Yeah, because then you start pulling for people that you wouldn't pull for because you chose them. You're like, you know what? I don't like them right now anymore, but I have to pull for them, so it's a lot easier.
Yes.
All right, let's go through this cast. All right. The three-night premiere begins Wednesday. That is tonight.
Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Starts tonight, February 2nd, 8 p.m., is on CBS. It's a three-night premiere, so you got Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then Saturday off, then we're back on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love it.
So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. That is the schedule.
Okay. I have the contestants up.
Okay. Let's go.
Should we go from my list?
Let's go because you have pictures and they're pretty.
Cynthia Bailey from Real Housewives of Atlanta, a favorite of me and Michael.
Yes.
Yeah, but she's not winning.
She's not maybe our favorite, but I mean the show is our favorite.
Of Housewives.
Yeah, Cynthia I don't think is going to win.
No.
Yeah, and she might get on people's nerves. Yes. I love Cynthia Bailey. She's one of my favorite housewives until they did the last
Ultimate Girls Trip,
and she turned into a fuddy-duddy grandma.
She's going to take things too personally. Yeah. I don't think she's going to
I can tell you right now, she's probably never seen Big Brother. I bet she is a newbie. She's a newbie, she's going to act like she's on Girls Trip and she's going to get offended by everything and take everything personally. And it's going to rub everyone the wrong way. But here's the good news about that for her.
Right.
If she starts out strong the first 2 weeks of like pissing people off and people are like, gosh, she's so annoying, then she's going to last to the very end.
Because
you always keep the annoying person around.
And her friend Candy from Atlanta, she was on it as well. So maybe they talked before she even knew that she was going to be on. Mm-hmm. Maybe when she was being considered, Candy threw her some tips.
Oh, of course. Because all these people obviously have been in talks to do this.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like your normal Big Brother season where you're just surprised you made it.
Yeah.
All these people have been talking probably for 2 months.
Yeah.
If they want to do it, getting convinced to do it. Yeah. So yeah, they've all been calling every single person, the Ross Matthews, Frankie Grandes of the world.
Yeah.
And really getting, you know. And if I were going in the house, there's of course lots of fake lists going around.
Yes.
I forget. New York is always rumored to be
Tiffany
in
Pollard.
Tiffany Pollard.
Nene was rumored. Nene
Leakes, and they never go in. But I think they do that on purpose so the celebrities don't start trying to make alliances beforehand.
Yeah.
But all of these that are in the house, I never really saw a majority of these people on even a fake list. Yeah. So they did a good job of keeping it a secret this year.
Okay, should we get into the second?
Yes, Mr. Carson Kressley.
Oh,
that is going to be your fun Ross Matthews style player. Yes. Knows the game, is a great social player, does not have to rely on winning games. He's going to bring the funny. Like Carson Kressley.
He's so funny.
So funny.
One of the most natural, funny guys I've ever been around.
Weren't we in Australia with him?
Yes, we were in Australia. We were in Texas. Remember, we had that dinner in Texas and he was just cracking us up. You were there.
That was me. It was Carson Kressley and Amanda Lepore.
Yes, it was.
Oh, gosh, that must have been funny. I think that his socials game is going to be his strong point.
For sure.
And I'm telling you, he's just going to make everyone laugh. No one's going to vote him out. So he could go very far.
He could.
Lamar Odom. Former NBA star.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling he hasn't really watched this game either. So,
but he's a competitor.
He's a competitor, but I don't know.
But
if it's gonna...
he's so big
that
like a lot of these competitions.
You can't be big.
You can't be that big.
No, that's true. What is he like seven or no, six?
He's basically almost 7 feet. He's like 6'10".
Mm-mm. Where is he going to sleep?
And those, well, especially those endurance challenges where you have to hang from a pole for hours. Yeah, he's not going to be able to.
But anything like running, that leg span.
Yeah, he's probably got so many injuries that it's like Shaquille cannot run that fast anymore.
True.
You know, he's just got bad knees.
I see Lamar Odom all over the place. He lives by us.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And Lamar dated Chloe?
I think so.
That they had a kid together? No.
No, that's with Tristan Thompson.
But well, Lamar was like our friend. And he's the one who went through the drug problems and all that, right? Okay, yeah. I like him. Yeah, he seems really sweet.
Marijuana shop before.
You saw him in a marijuana shop? Yeah. Giggles, what were you doing in a marijuana shop?
Lisa.
I can't say what I was doing. But it wasn't for me. It wasn't for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. You're allowed to use marijuana.
I know I am, but I really wasn't there for me.
And then we have an Olympian ice skater, Mirai Nagasu. I don't really know much about her.
She was familiar. Like Adam Rapon's like BFF when they were like performing. Okay. Yeah, she was a big skater.
But it says here, because they talk kind of about their strategy in Women's Health magazine. Mm-hmm. She thinks it's a social game will be harder for her because she's used to being alone. Yeah. Like she's like a lone figure skater.
But again, a competitor. So yes.
She's an Olympian.
But here's the problem. A lot of these athletes... It's different for these athletes because if you're an athlete going into Survivor and all that type of stuff, it's different.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of Big Brother, you want to get the competitors out immediately.
Yes, you do.
Like you know, you're like, you don't want to deal with that. You want people in there that, you know, you want to beat. So they're going to get out quickly.
Yeah.
Then we have
Shayna Mokler
as Miss former Miss USA. And ex-wife of Travis Barker.
I threw their bachelorette party, co-bachelor and bachelorette party at Hard Rock Hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were both really nice.
She seems really nice. Mm-hmm. Now, I already see an alliance forming with Shayna Mokler and Lamar Odom just because of their Kardashian connection.
Oh, true. They can commiserate.
Yeah, so like their exes are now Kardashians.
Oh, I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah. So that could be a little fun alliance right there. But again, I don't think either. Well, no, Shayna is a huge Big Brother fan.
Yes, fan. Uh-huh.
So she'll be the one to get him into an alliance. Yeah. And here's, if I could, you know, give any advice. They're not listening to me right now because they're in the house right now. But if you're not in an alliance the first day, you're out. You're on the outs. You're on the outs. Yes. So even if you have to say yes to 20 different alliances, say yes to it.
Yes.
And just let them think that you're, you know, part of the game.
And then go from there.
But yeah, if no one's come to you about an alliance in 24 hours, that means you're out of the circle.
Yeah, you gotta try and blame on yourself then.
Yeah. Then we have TV personality and daughter of singer John Mellencamp, Teddy Mellencamp, another housewife of Beverly Hills. Yeah. Is she all in Beverly Hills anymore?
No.
Okay, she's gone, yeah.
She's kind of a wet blanket.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Teddy, you might be super nice.
Well, she seems really nice.
You're too normal.
She's too normal.
For that dramatic show.
So Teddy Mellencamp, you know, she's very fit. She might good with that. And then she's, you know, she's an accountability coach. So she's like, so I think she'll be like strategic. I feel like she'll be good at strategy.
I can already tell you right now, her and Cynthia Bailey are going to get this kind of like this attitude that people are not going to like. I think both of them are going to rub everyone the wrong way.
I don't think Teddy will.
Me either. I think she's a people pleaser.
She's a people pleaser 1,000,000%.
Watch. She's going to go opposite. Watch.
No. Okay, I'm going to take that bet. Okay.
I'm going to take that bet too. She's going to be a people pleaser. That's how she survived a whopping 3 seasons on Housewives by being the people pleaser of the popular people.
Yeah.
And one of my favorites going to the house is, of course, singer and choreographer Todrick Hall. We are producing his new TV show. Mm-hmm. So personally, I actually would like to see him win this whole thing. Sorry, Chris. Because it would just help my show, selfishly. So Todrick Hall, now that one's going to be the one to watch because he could either go all the way or get kicked out first.
I think he's going to bring some drama.
Oh, 100%.
Without a doubt.
But like I said, the person who brings the drama usually stays the longest because it's an easy vote out.
Yeah. But I feel like he's, you know, he's athletic too. Yeah. He's, you know, he's... He has endurance, but like none other.
Of course.
He's going to be a competitor, plus bring the drama. It could go either way.
It could go either way.
And of everyone in the Big Brother house, I know Todrick is the biggest fan.
Yes.
Like,
huge fan.
Big Brother contestants live at his house.
Yes, when they leave the show, they just come and stay with him for weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
So if there's someone in the house that knows this game like no other, it is Todrick Hall. So if I were Chris Kirkpatrick, do an alliance with Todrick Hall because... You know, he is going to be drama, and, you know, you'll have someone that is a bigger target than you.
Yes.
Right? I mean, he's going to be the biggest target. Yeah. So like hitch to him and mm-hmm. just ride that coattail yeah. as long as you can, because he will be your shield the whole time.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we have NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick.
That's exciting.
I'm excited to think that he probably did this only for me. And I thank him for that, because this is something I just don't see him really doing. Like, I don't think he would ever be interested in doing
something like this. I would feel Joey would do this more than Chris.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, Joey would.
Yeah, Joey and me are the
reality people. You could go and judge Judy if it was on TV.
I feel like Joey, everybody loves Joey.
And Joey would be great in the house.
Yeah.
Like, he really would. And someone also that has crazy stamina.
Yes.
That man.
It's crazy.
I mean, someone that is that size. I mean, he's a big boy.
Yeah.
Ran a marathon without even training for it a few years ago.
I remember when you guys did a Battle of the Network Stars.
Yeah.
And it was one where you had to run. And I was like, I'm like, Lance. Got this, and I saw he took off like a gazelle
And like overpassed someone who was way ahead.
He is so fast. There's something he missed out on. He could have been a great athlete in running for sure.
But I feel like we should talk more about Chris, because we just turned that to the Joey segment.
Okay. Well, I have a question about Chris. How is he athletically? Like,
he's a great athlete. I mean, he loves sports, but the problem is he had knee surgery not too long ago.
Ooh.
So I don't know how that's going to affect him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but also, if I were to talk to any of these people, you don't want to look like a threat. So I hate to say throw competitions.
I would.
But I mean, you know when you can throw it or not, right? Yeah. You know when you have to win it. But especially at the beginning, make it seem, I would always be like, oh, I had knee surgery, even though I'm perfect. Like, oh, knee surgery. So that, because they're always going to leave the sick person in.
Yes.
Like the hurt person's always going to stay.
The one tough thing with Chris is he's a jokester, but apart from just joking all the time, he likes to pretend he's always like really angry with people. And he like, people don't realize he's mm-hmm. trying to kid them. Like, he's very straight and he'll just like go on with that. So I feel like he might cause a lot of fights when he doesn't actually mean to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he know he's doing it? Is he doing it to get a rise out of
people? He'll do a bit, but like, won't kind of, but like, he's so serious with it.
Everything's
like,
a joke.
He won't, people won't realize he's just kidding.
Everything's a joke. It could go either way. Yeah. Chris could rub people the wrong way because, again, they think, you know, he's always trying to make a joke. But I also see Chris kind of scaling it back a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to feel a little nervous in this house because it's like so out of character. Knowing you're on television 24/7, I don't think you're going to see that kind of that Chris Kirkpatrick that is just bulldozing through conversations and just being, you know,
zany. And
Do you think he's going to be a little more serious?
I think maybe at first.
But he'll quickly warm up. You'll see.
But it'd be nice if he kind of quietly started, because you don't want to stand out too much.
Yeah.
No. And again, blame your knee.
blame the knee.
But I'm so excited. I get to live this fantasy through Chris Kirkpatrick.
Oh,
my God. That'd be amazing if he won this thing. Then we have, see my babies agree. They love it.
They do.
Then I'm excited for Different Strokes' Todd Bridges.
Willis,
what you talking about, Willis?
I wonder how many people are going to say that while he's on the show.
Which, again, and you know, these are celebrities, so you have to really rely on your connections.
Yeah.
And I think Chris Kirkpatrick probably knows Todd Bridges. I don't know why I think they know each other.
I feel like they know each other, too.
But we do have the connection of Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Oh, yeah, with Gary Coleman.
So Gary Coleman. So there is, you know, at least they have a good conversation starter.
Yeah.
That could lead them to a good alliance.
Yes. And I feel like Chris probably watched Different Strokes too.
Duh.
Like all of it, you know?
Oh, yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he might have been too old for that show.
No.
Kidding.
Chris.
And Todd Bridges seems really sweet.
I think so too.
Then, probably one of my top three favorites in the house, Saturday Night Live's Chris Kattan.
I love Chris Kattan.
Now, here's going to be the alliance, I can tell you right now. Chris Kirkpatrick and Chris Kattan are going to be BFF.
And they're
going to
have like a kitschy Chris, double Chris name.
100%. That is going to be maybe his final two.
Like crisscross.
It's going to be the most hyperactive duo. Yeah, Chris Kattan's a wild card. He could go, I feel like he could be so funny in this, but I also feel like he could maybe turn and just go a little nuts.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Like, get a little angry.
But see, that's the other thing. I mean, I love Celebrity Big Brother, but I also hate it for the reason that they're not in for 3 months. Because I think the best part about this social experiment is the fact that you're in there 90 days.
Yes.
You know,
that's a long time.
At day 35, I don't care who you are, you're going to start snapping. Like, you're going to show the bad side of yourself. It just are. And that I kind of wish I could see in a lot of these people.
I know.
You know, I want to see them have a bad day. Everyone
there's
does.
There's a reason why Celebrity Big Brother is so short.
There's only 11 contestants this year. Or at least been announced. Maybe there's a surprise.
That'd
but it's, there's only 11 that we have here. It would be nice. But again, it's a short season, so maybe starting with 11 is what you just have to do.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure no one gets kicked off on Thursday. I'm sure they're going to let them stand for a week.
I would hope so.
They already started filming on Sunday. So
they did?
Yeah. They're always, you know, they're only just a few days behind shooting.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're at CBS Radford in Studio City. We will definitely have to go into the walls at some point. To watch them, which is like kind of our favorite thing to do. And then the last one, I don't know anything about her, but it's UFC fighters, Misha Cupcake Tate.
I don't know who that is, but she's a competitor.
I bet she'll be real competitive.
Yes.
But could rub people. If she's too competitive, it will rub people the wrong way.
True, but I don't know her personality, so she could actually be sweet and people surprise you people, or she could be
know.
A bulldog.
But you have an NBA star, you have an Olympian ice skater, you have a UFC fighter, and I feel like there's another sport person
and
in here.
And sinker, Chris Kirkpatrick.
No, there's only three athletes.
And Chris Kirkpatrick.
I swear to gosh.
Being part of NSYNC means you're an athlete.
I mean, I agree. But so
just kidding.
But if you know, if I'm an athlete going into this, I would go to Lamar, Mariah, and Cupcake Tate and say, you know, we're the only athletes in here. Let's do a secret alliance where we'll be final three, right? And then you kind of split the house. Like if I were Lamar, I'd say, look, this is our final three. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make an alliance with these people. Yeah. You're gonna go on that, like whatever natural alliance you get to, and then let's split up the house. Now we have eyes on every single alliance. And we'll pretend that we don't really care for each other in the house.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. It's almost kind of like what the cookout did last season.
Yes. Well, Cupcake, she watched zero Big Brother before casting, she says. And her expectations going into the show are being ready to adapt.
That's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a bad thing because you don't know how the game is played. And so you don't know all the nuances of the game. And you really do need to know all of those to give you an advantage in the game.
Well, she probably binged it because she said before casting. Yeah. So she probably tried to get as much in as possible.
But the good thing about that is all the real Big Brother fans in there will look at her. And as she says, I've never seen an episode. They'll be like, great, you're staying.
Yeah.
We're going to keep you in as long as possible. Yep. Okay. And of course, Miss Julie Chen Moonves is back as host. And yeah, I think we should pick our top three. Oh, by the way, these episodes are going to be less than 30 minutes. So it's like, it's not much time to spend with us. But let's pick our top three and see who wins. And it only takes a month. So, all right. Who is your top three? Well, we have to put Chris Kirkpatrick in there, right? Or at least I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or maybe I shouldn't, because if he wins, that's still special. And then if I get someone else that wins, I don't know.
I know mine.
Oh, all right, what are yours?
Carson Kressley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teddy Mellencamp.
I know. I think she might make it far.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go Todd Bridges. I'm going to do a wild card because I think he's...
I don't think that's a wild card. I think he's a very good chance.
Yeah.
Because I think he's going to be so likable.
Yes, and he's so beloved, you know? Mm-hmm, yeah, those are my three.
Okay, well, I am going to put Todd Bridges in my top three.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm also going to... My wild card is Todrick Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Because either he's going to go in, you know, guns a-blazing and actually kick ass and win this thing, or people are going to be like, no, you're out because you know this game way too well.
Way too
so it depends on how much he reveals.
Yep.
So hopefully he knows how to just keep a secret.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put Todd Bridges, Todrick Hall, and I mean, Carson Kressley is definitely like up there, but I'm going to put my boy Chris Kirkpatrick because I gotta pull for him.
Okay.
So those are my three.
I'm going to pick from my three. I'm going to pick Teddy Mellencamp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, it's a toss up between Teddy Mellencamp for sure. I think Mariah might have a good chance because, again, she's like kind of like a Teddy. I feel like she won't be too much of an opinion.
And she'll have endurance.
And she'll have endurance. And I think she'll just be nice and not confrontational. And I'm going to put in Todrick because he's the type that could maybe be a leader in a group and kind of spearhead an alliance forward. So he might make it to the end.
But that's the problem, though. Yeah. I think he will be the one to put the alliances together. I think he's going to have three alliances in here.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have a final two. I think he's going to find friends of his that he knows.
Oh, for sure.
And like, you know, but he's going to be the leader of that. Mm-hmm. But then they're all going to stab him in the back in the final five. You know?
Yeah.
We'll wait to see.
But if he wins competitions at that point, then you win.
Well, exactly.
Because you have to win competitions at the end.
The second half of the show, you better start winning.
Exactly.
I would do strong social game at the beginning.
Yes.
So I got a good foundation.
And look weak.
Yes. Look weak. And then bam,
out of nowhere to start winning.
Kick it up.
Yeah. And never reveal anything. Never let anyone know your secrets. Not even your alliance members, because eventually they're going to tell your secret.
For sure.
Yeah.
Just keep everything to yourself.
I think Teddy and I guess Cynthia have, because they're used to being on The Housewives, where it's basically a social game at this point.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all maneuvering and saying the right thing and not the right thing and knowing, speaking behind people's backs. So I think Teddy will know.
Yes.
Not to say certain things or divulge, because, you know, Lucy Apple Juicy case all over again.
Right. And people are going to, I feel like, go to her because she's like an accountability coach. Like, she has like people skills, you know? Like, if somebody's feeling down, she will make you feel better. And she's a mom,
she's
you
a
know?
Mom. She's fit. Her dad's Bon Jovi. She can use
that. Okay, well, it's
Bon
Jovi.
No, same thing. Same difference.
Really quickly,
Teddy Bon Jovi is
Teddy
her
Bon
name?
Jovi.
John Mellencamp is not Bon Jovi.
No, but they're the same era. They're both rock.
Bon Jovi's so much cooler.
Well, I love Mellencamp.
I love Mellencamp too, but if I'm going to go see a concert, it's going to be Bon Jovi.
Okay, well, yes, because I know more songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, really quickly, Reality Roundup fans, last night, the premiere of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey.
Tonight, but
who's new on Jersey?
Is there any new girls?
What's her name? Didn't come back to Jersey this year, right? Crazy alcoholic. Well, they're all crazy alcoholics.
Was there a crazy alcoholic in Jersey?
Or is she New York?
New York, Dorinda.
Dorinda.
That's New York. Yeah, they're all back on Jersey.
They're all back.
And they're with, I think there might be a new.
And how much did you like Teresa on Girls Trip?
It's weird.
The fact that I like Kenya Moore and Teresa at some point, and I despised them.
Well, Kenya turned towards the end.
Well, Kenya turned towards the
end.
She
showed
her colors.
And Ramona was awful.
Well, she's always awful.
But it was next level. But yeah, Teresa was actually like level-headed and normal. Well, I think a lot of things go over Teresa's head. So like,
yes.
And she doesn't have much skin in the game with the other women. A reason to be mad at them.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's weird how I'm like on every, sorry to go to Housewives, but on every Housewife, like every season, there's one that you loved before
that you hate
this time.
Always.
It changes every year.
Yeah, everyone has their year that, you know, they piss everyone off.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Yeah. Before we let you go, any other reality roundup we need to do? Bachelor is happening right now, and it's kind of a dud of a season, really. It's all about Shrimp Gate right now, which, I don't know. It's just...
Nothing has happened. There's been so many episodes.
Yeah.
They're already traveling.
Another reality roundup we never got to in the past, which we just binged every single season, and there's lots of them, is Ink Master.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say. You guys
love
Ink Master.
We love that.
Ink Master is amazing. Dave Navarro, where have I been?
It's amazing. It's basically just like Project Runway, but with tattoos.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Project Runway was good this year, speaking of.
Yeah, we're watching it. We're still watching it. It's good.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
All right, guys. We're at 30 minutes now, so we are going to let you go. All right. Super excited to be back, my little peanuts. We're going to be here 4 times a week. We'll be here tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, we're around. So follow us on our socials. We'll stick it to Instagram. And follow Chris Kirkpatrick on his Instagram, because I have a feeling I'm going to be taking over his account.
You should.
Yeah.
That'd be super
fun. I'm going to take over his account.
Okay.
Well, I think. I'm going to talk to his manager and be like, let me take over. So we'll have a lot of fun doing this together. So stay in touch with us. If you haven't seen Big Brother, this is definitely the time to start.
Yeah.
And you will become a fan. You'll become a huge fan after listening to this with us. All right, guys. That is all the show we have for you today. Giggles Del Campo, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Turkey Turchin.
Always a pleasure.
All right. Be good to each other. Don't drink and drive out there. And I forget all the other things I used to say.
Be nice to animals.
Yeah, something about animals.
Just
be nice to them.
Mm-hmm. Be nice to everybody.
Yeah, let's just do that. Just be nice. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow on a special edition of Reality Roundup.